Thank you, Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August the 12th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sithandekile Mhlanga. Here are our top stories this evening. The state-owned Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation fires close to 300 workers, including journalists, and shut down its Gweru offices that house the Voice of Zimbabwe radio station.
Well, I think it's a sad development for the media sector, coming as it does when we are all talking about the need to grow the industry.
The Zimbabwe Republic Police deploys anti-riot officers at the Harare offices of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions in a move the ZCTU believes is meant to intimidate them from organizing street protests.
At one stage, they were parked just in front of the door. The truck was parked in front of our main entrance.
And the Harare City Council continues to demolish houses it says were constructed illegally. These and much more coming up. Stay tuned. The state-owned Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation today fired close to 300 workers, including journalists, and shut down its Gweru offices that house the Voice of Zimbabwe radio station. Some of the affected employees who did not want to go on record told Studio 7 they were issued with letters of dismissal today and told to return all company equipment. Sources say the somber and gloomy mood engulfed the ZBC headquarters as some fired employees openly wept. Other news organizations, including the Newsday, Daily News, Chronicle, and the Herald, have also fired dozens of employees and reporters in the past days, taking advantage of a Supreme Court ruling that made it easy for employers to terminate workers. To date, labor unions say about 20,000 employees have lost their jobs in the past 4 weeks. Reporter Tato Machone reached Mr. Zimbabwe Director Nhlanhla Ngwenya, who says they regret the mass termination of journalists.
Well, I think it's a sad development for the media sector, coming as it does when we are all talking about the need to grow the industry, the need for media diversity, plurality, and so forth and so on. So if we are in the struggle for media diversity, and in that process we experience such kind of developments where the media personnel is being housed, then it has fundamental, profound effect on diversity, media diversity, the quality of information that you get. Because what we are not clear of is the process, the procedure through which these people are sort of cherry-picked from the media houses. Is there a process, a clear process, a transparent process, or there is actually potential abuse of the Supreme Court ruling to settle scores within the media houses themselves? Why I'm saying this is because some of the names that we have seen losing jobs are actually prolific writers. We have seen those that have written headlines also losing their jobs. So we're wondering what sort of procedure and mechanism they are using.
Now, what do you think could be a solution to this? Maybe a short-term solution while you're still waiting for a new bill to be passed on?
The new bill, no one really knows what it contains, and there are doubts on whether it will stop the page. So already we are doubtful that the bill that is being talked about will be what the employees are aspiring for. But be that as it may, I think there is need to engage the publishers themselves in the media sector and see how best they can come up with other models to cut costs.
Mr. Director Nhlanhla Ngwenya on the line with reporter Tato Mochone from Harare. Meanwhile, the Zimbabwe Republic Police today deployed anti-riot officers at the Harare offices at the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions in a move believed to be linked to the union's bid to lead workers onto the streets to protest continuing job losses in the country. ZCTU Secretary General Japhet Moyo says the union is disturbed by the move. Moyo says they were surprised to find 3 truckloads of heavily armed anti-riot police details parked at the entrance to their building this morning. He adds the government is trying to intimidate ZCTU members and tenants who use the building as well. The police on Saturday violently scuttled a ZCTU demonstration against continued job losses. Studio 7 failed to get a comment from police spokesperson Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba. But Moyo tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri they have instructed their lawyers to approach the courts seeking the removal of the anti-riot officers from their premises.
This morning we found police officers loitering around our premises. In fact, at one stage, they were parked just in front of the door. The truck was parked in front of our main entrance. But we have been told that during the holidays that they've been doing this, going around the premises all along since the last Saturday. So it would appear like the police never left our premises. They continue to harass us by their presence there, because it does intimidate some of our people. We have people who are renting those premises also. They've got their own customers. Those people are unable to do their work properly because of the presence of heavily armed police officers with their riot gear. So as I speak now, they are not here in front of the door, but they've been there a minute ago, and it's likely that they'll be back again. So they've been around since then.
Did you check with the police why they are at your offices?
Yes, yes, we did inquire because this is a bit unusual. So we wanted to find out their motives, whether we can be of assistance to them. And they said they have information that there are people who want to destabilize the country. They want to use the ZCTU name to do the activities. They did not clarify exactly what type of people are those. How do they want to destabilize the country? That's how the guy looked like an officer said.
That was ZCTU Secretary General Japhet Moyo in Harare with Studio 7 reporter Jonga Kantemiri.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.